I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Over 4,000 area students have been offered seats in a Hartford magnet school or suburban public school through the Regional Choice Lottery. But about 15,000 students were placed on wait lists. More Hartford students are going to integrated schools now than in recent memory. For Glenn Peterson, it's a good sign. Peterson oversees the lottery for the Department of Education. He says that more Hartford kids need a chance to attend an integrated school.
You know, that's the whole goal of the whole CHEF stipulation. It's the percentage of Hartford kids that are in spots.
Peterson is referring to the landmark civil rights case, CHEF versus O'Neill, which requires Hartford to reduce the racial, ethnic, and economic isolation of Hartford school children. This year, Hartford and the state have agreed to ensure that at least 47.5% of Hartford kids attend an integrated school. An integrated school is one where minority students make up no more than 75% of the entire school body. There's also the Open Choice Program, which allows urban students to go to school in the suburbs. To meet its obligation under CHEF, the state is trying to ensure that at least half of the incoming students to some open choice schools are from Hartford. In recent years, the state has met its obligations under CHEF, but Stephen Glassman of the ACLU of Connecticut says officials still need to do more to allow more kids a chance to attend diverse schools.
There's a long waiting list for people to be able to participate in a more integrated educational opportunity. So the legislature needs to allocate more money for more magnet schools in order to improve the opportunity for students to get not only an equal education, but a high-quality education.
Parents whose kids won seats have until May 27th to accept the spot, and parents who were waitlisted have until June 30th to accept or decline the waitlist. David DeRoche, WNPR News.